Colleen and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.
Star 102.5. It's Coffee with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Presented by Scooters. Today's guest, Emily.
Tell us about your living situation right now. What's going on there?
Yep. So a few months ago, we've been renting. It's just my son and I have been renting in Indianola, and I really want to buy a house. Uh-huh. With just my income, it's kind of hard to save up for that. So I had this brainchild idea one night to maybe get a camper and park it on my parents' land and do that for a few months. And so the next day I did.
Okay. Now when
I started looking.
Okay. Now when you say camper, yep. Like what are we talking about here? Is this like a pop-up?
No, it's okay. A long, gosh, it's probably 30 foot.
Okay, so do you have access to like a toilet?
Oh yeah, we have a toilet, shower, full kitchen.
Okay.
Living room, bedroom.
It's tiny living.
It's tiny living.
I mean, yep. they make television programs,
yep,
about this.
Yep. So I bought this vintage camper first, really cute, black and white checkered floor, super cute on the inside. And then a week later, my dad came home and said, hey, go check out Harold's Trailer Sales in Indianola. I mean, they have a nice looking camper that just came in. I bet they give you a good price for it. So then I went and bought that one. So then for a few weeks, I owned two campers. And so I had to sell the vintage one first. Yeah.
So what is the best part about tiny
the best
living?
Part is that I'm saving $1,000 a month to pay towards bills to get paid off.
Okay. What's the toughest part about tiny living?
The fact that I had to share it with my son and our 100-pound dog.
Yes.
You know, you see those television shows where people move into those really small houses and they can, mm-hmm, take them anywhere. It kind of does look appealing.
You know, they have them at, you know, the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
Things along those. You walk in and they go, yes, this works. And then you think, we also have, you know, with kids, I don't know how you could do that.
I don't
know. Do it with kids.
A lot harder.
But I think if you were single on your own,
yeah,
I think it would be doable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Might even be kind of fun.
I think it would be fun, too.
All right.
That's how you kept hitting your head every morning when you woke up.
That is true. You'd have to adjust to that. Well, it was nice meeting Emily and her son. Now, we gathered at the Scooters in the Skywalk. That location is just above the Des Moines Partnership there off, mm-hmm, off 7th Street, or 7th and Locust. I'm sorry, 7th and Locust. They also have stores you can sit down in Grimes and on Mill Civic Parkway in the Drake area. And then, of course, all their drive-through locations in the area. They have one out in Copper Creek, a couple on Hickman, and then one there on University. So lots of places to enjoy. Scooters, great coffee.
Yes,
good,
it is.
And really good smoothies. This time of year, I know when it's warmer, smoothie, mm-hmm, may sound more appealing. Great stuff.
So, yep, Coffee with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.